WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Dan, it does look like the rain has moved out a bit this morning.
Yes, and northwestern New Jersey already clearing out a bit. Radar is, in fact, showing mostly rain, but the danger here is that the ground is still cold enough to sustain some icy spots. That's called freezing rain. So do be careful. Salt trucks are out. If the roads are pre-treated, they should be in pretty good shape, and we'll continue to see warming temperatures and improving conditions. Things are going to stay a little damp with occasional rain showers and sprinkles today. Mostly cloudy skies and mild temperatures. Highs reach for the upper 40s to around 50. This will be the warmest we get in quite some time. One more round of showers tonight. It's going to be mostly rain, maybe some light snow in far North Jersey only, lows in the mid to upper 30s. And then tomorrow is the big cool down day. Brisk wind gusting to 40 miles an hour, mix of sun and clouds, maybe a snow shower to the north, mid 40s tomorrow, and then only mid 30s for Thursday, even colder than that as the weekend approaches. Right now, Jersey City 36, Paulsboro 35, and Hightstown 33.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 5:02. You will remember last month there was a lot of backslapping and handshakes as New Jersey Transit proudly announced it had met the positive train control deadline. Commuters were told normal service would soon be restored. But that has not happened, and at least one lawmaker is furious, demanding answers this morning.
Assemblyman Tony Bucco is calling for public hearings to find out why NJ Transit train problems continue.
We're seeing cancellations and delays, lack of communications.
Assembly Transportation Boss Dan Benson says hearings aren't needed yet because we were told it would take time to improve service, but what he wants is
a more concrete timeline for everyone on when they can expect to see improvements in service.
A spokesman for NJ Transit says the agency is working overtime to complete mandatory inspections so rail cars can go back into the system. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. Again, you might have some icy spots out there this morning, even though the rain is moving off. We'll still see occasional rain showers under a mostly cloudy sky. A mild day today, though. High is in the upper 40s to around 50, and we're probably going to see one more round of showers tonight. There has been a lot of chatter on social media about a potential snowstorm coming in for this weekend. Dan is detailing everything you need to know about it at this point on his weather blog, which can be found at nj1015.com. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, no breakthrough in sight, but will you get your tax return on time despite a government shutdown? We'll have an update in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
That's why I love you, because you always have common sense.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are starting out this morning in the 30s, but we will warm up and dry out a bit today. High temperatures should be in the 40s to around 50. Rain is moving out, but occasional showers are possible today under a mostly cloudy sky, and we'll see another round of showers tonight. It'll turn windy and colder as we move into tomorrow. With no breakthrough in sight, President Trump is set to argue in a primetime address a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border requires the wall he is demanding before he'll end the partial government shutdown. The president's speech tonight will be followed by his visit Thursday to the southern border. Democrats are demanding equal time to respond to the president's speech tonight. If the government shutdown drags on, will your federal tax return be delayed? The White House says refunds will be processed on time. The IRS will likely call back thousands of workers to process returns without pay. Your state refund, however, may be delayed, and it has nothing to do with the federal shutdown. As they have in past years, taxation officials say they need more time to verify returns. And Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning to explain. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. The state, as usual, is delaying income tax refunds until March 1st, so all data needed to validate tax returns is available. It's mainly a concern if you're filing early. Turnaround time is anywhere from 4 to 12 weeks. It is not as some fear, so Jersey can use your money for its purposes before cutting you a check.
To ensure that it is the person that we are sending it to rather than somebody getting a jump on their tax return, it's better to wait until we have much more concrete data systemically that we can do our matches with.
Marita Scarrata with the New Jersey Division of Taxation says in the last 6 years, identity theft and taxpayer refund fraud have spiked, and so this is a safeguard against that. The state's theory about your money being better late than never. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thank you. Katie Brennan has officially filed a lawsuit against the state and Al Alvarez, the fellow Phil Murphy campaign worker she accuses of rape. Several John Does are also listed as defendants in the court filings, but it's believed many are top-level Murphy staffers and perhaps even the governor himself. Brennan's claim she was ignored as she sought justice from the Murphy administration have triggered legislative hearings into the hiring practices of the governor. Those hearings resume today, and Brennan is expected to testify again. It is an unimaginable scenario for any parent. Your only child disappears, and you're forced to wait for justice. As jury selection begins today in the trial of Sarah Stern's alleged killer, it's the situation her father has been forced to live out for real.
His then 19-year-old daughter first went missing just over 3 years ago, and her body was never found. The victim's father, Michael Stern, says he is optimistic about the trial of alleged killer Liam Mikitasny.
Overwhelming amount of evidence and of what happened. Plus, there's witnesses that have already pled guilty to participation.
The trial is expected to last about 6 weeks, and no matter the result, he does not expect to get full closure.
You know, without my daughter, it's only child, it's just hard to get any kind of closure.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. New video shows a white SUV barreling down a street towards two women who were crossing. The women try to run away, but they're mowed down, and the SUV, which never slowed, kept going. Both women remain hospitalized, one in critical condition. It's unclear this morning if a school bus driver caught using video FaceTime while she was driving kids still has a job. But she is no longer driving for High Point Schools, a district where this happened. Video posted by a parent shows the female driver holding her cell phone and having a video chat while she was driving a school van in Sussex County. A student actually took the video. The bus company, D.W. Clark & Son, has not said if the driver is still employed. We told you about the sudden spike in influenza activity in New Jersey. State health officials aren't pushing the panic button, but they are asking for your cooperation.
A week and a half ago, influenza activity across the Garden State was only moderate, but Dr. Sharif Elnahal, commissioner of the Jersey Department of Health, says that's no longer the case.
We're at high levels of flu activity right now. It is coming a little bit earlier than what we've seen in previous years.
He ends with so many people coming down with the flu.
What we're trying to do is make sure that we're doubling down on vaccination, telling as many folks as possible to become vaccinated.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Most of New Jersey is in favor of granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. That is in a new poll that has been released this morning.
The poll commissioned by Let's Drive NJ finds 54% of registered and likely voters in New Jersey support legislation that would ensure illegal immigrants are licensed to drive.
I think a lot of people think that this issue is more controversial than it really is.
Joanna Calle, director of the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice, says the move would improve public safety.
When you're on the road, you want the person that's driving next to you to be licensed and insured and tested.
Opponents of the move have said the needs of illegal aliens continue to be prioritized as services and programs for legal residents are threatened. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. We will dry out a bit, but you still could have a bit of an icy commute. We'll have an extended look at the forecast with Dan, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, will we have to worry about a little ice this morning?
Perhaps, especially the further north in New Jersey you are. Temperatures have been flirting with that freezing mark all morning, starting to rise now. Most of the state is above freezing, so the most of the state is just seeing wet conditions at the moment. But again, especially north of Interstate 78, there have been some icy spots, but trucks are out. They're actually salting, so hopefully that's helping matters greatly. A few rain showers and sprinkles will be possible through the rest of the day under mostly cloudy skies. Mild high temperatures today. Soaking in while it lasts, upper 40s to around 50 degrees. I'm thinking one more round of rain showers late tonight, more accurately early tomorrow morning. It's going to be mostly rain, maybe some light snow to the far north, most lows in the mid to upper 30s overnight. And then tomorrow's the big cool down day. Brisk wind kicks up, gusting to 40 miles an hour, mix of sun and clouds, maybe a snow shower in North Jersey. Highs tomorrow mid 40s, mid 30s on Thursday, and a high of only 30 degrees on Friday. It is going to to get cold by the end of the week. That sets the scene for a potential snowstorm Saturday night into Sunday. Still lots of question marks about whether this one's going to come close enough to New Jersey. We're going to keep you posted on that again Saturday night into Sunday. Weather made possible by Flemington Furs. Hurry, after 98 years, they're closing their doors and clearing out their entire inventory. Save up to 70% off during Flemington Furs going out of business sale. For a location near you, visit FlemingtonFurs.com. Flemington Furs, what fabulous feels like. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 516.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, it's a new year, but it's the same old problems for New Jersey Transit. When will things ever get better for commuters? New Jersey residents support driver's licenses for illegals, according to a new poll, but many are questioning the poll's methodology. In sports, Clemson wallops Alabama in the college football national championship last night. Flyers, Knicks, Nets all lose Monday night, and word that David Wright at the Mets will move from the field to the front office. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. A little wet out there, even some icy spots in the northern third of the state. We'll see a couple more rain showers and sprinkles throughout the day with mostly cloudy skies. It's going to be fairly mild, upper 40s to around 50. A few more rain showers expected overnight tonight, then turning much colder for tomorrow. New Jersey First News Time, now 520.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 News from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
522, it is now. It is a Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State. It's cold this morning. Temperatures are right around the freezing mark, but we will warm up a bit. It's going to be a mild day, actually, as temperatures climb into the 40s to around 50. The rain is moving out. You still may see some icy spots around. And yes, if you've checked Facebook or Twitter, you know that there are a lot of people alarming you about a potential major storm coming in this weekend. Way too early to make that call, but our chief meteorologist Dan Zero is telling you everything you need to know about it at this point as he puts together his latest weather blog, which you can find at nj1015.com. Longer lines at security checkpoints, a reduction in safety inspections, the early signs of how the partial government shutdown is affecting air travel. Security officers and air traffic controllers are working but not getting paid right away. Over the weekend, some airports had long lines at checkpoints as TSA acknowledged an increase in absences. A school bus carrying high school students collided with a tractor-trailer hauling sand in Gloucester County, leaving a number of students injured. None of those injuries appear life-threatening. The Kingsway School Superintendent says the bus was carrying kids from the Gloucester County Institute of Technology. The bus was turning left on a road in rural South Harrison when the tractor-trailer struck the rear quarter panel of the bus. The tractor-trailer then overturned. Both drivers of the vehicles were taken to the hospital. The latest no-wake law in a Jersey shore town doesn't involve boats. North Wildwood has adopted a new ordinance for motorists using extra caution when driving flooded streets. Mayor Patrick Rosanello says they're ultimately hoping to boost awareness here.
I don't think people are intentionally driving through flooded streets, you know, trying to cause damage to people's property. I think people just are unaware of the damage that can occur.
Rosanello says cell phone video of a bus sending a wave of water at a flooded intersection was a final straw in drafting that measure. Violators face a maximum fine of over $1,000. Some Jersey moms who are still repaying college loans would get a financial break from the state under legislation recently introduced in Trenton.
The proposed law allows women to defer their NJ class college loans for 12 weeks following their child's birth or adoption.
She's getting a reduced salary because she's on maternity leave, so this is just one less hurdle that she has to worry about.
Assemblywoman Angela McKnight says she crafted the bill after hearing concerns from a mother who had just returned to work from maternity leave. During the 12-week deferment period, there would also be no accrued interest. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Public hearing is going to be held in Toms River today regarding the state's plan to reallocate some $60 million from the federal Superstorm Sandy Relief Fund towards homeowner and rental assistance programs.
The state would put $50 million into supplemental funds to help nearly 700 homeowners whose initial grants weren't enough, even some who got $150,000 through the Home Repair and Elevation Program known as REM. Amanda DeVecker-Rainier, the New Jersey Organizing Project, says some people hit major roadblocks and that 6 years later, funds raised by churches, unions, communities, and charities has dried up.
A number of people suffered from major health issues after Superstorm Sandy. People lost jobs, people had contractor fraud. So really big challenges emerged in the recovery process.
The state also wants to spend $10 million more on developers of affordable housing. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526, drying out, warming up a bit today. High temperatures around 50. You still may see some icy spots around the Garden State this morning. Dan will have everything you need to know about the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also at 530, things ever going to get better for New Jersey transit commuters? We'll have that story and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5's app makes your smartphone even smarter. It's absolutely free, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get your Jersey news, fast traffic, and instant weather on demand. Plus, call into your favorite show, submit a photo, or share us on Facebook. Search for New Jersey 101.5 in your app store and get it free, fast, and now.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, shares mixed in Asia as officials kept silent on talks in Beijing aimed at resolving trade tensions with the U.S. Wall Street had gains broadly across the board yesterday. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, news director Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.